in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 11 to 14. And I guess I'm not too surprised that Dr. Taylor chose this verse, or these verses. 2 Chronicles 5, starting in verse 11 to the end of the chapter. And it came to pass when the priests came out of the most holy place, for all the priests who were present had sanctified themselves without keeping to their divisions. And the Levites, who were the singers, all of those of Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, stood at the east end of the altar, clothed in white linen, having cymbals, stringed instruments, and harps, and with them 120 priests, sounding with trumpets. Indeed, it came to pass, when the trumpeters and the singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endures forever," that the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud, so that the priests could not continue ministering because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. Wish I was there. And we want to say a thank you to you, Dr. Taylor, and also to your wife for coming to minister, and just ask you to lead us in worship this morning.
Out these envelopes, so we're going to do that right now.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath to you. The title of our presentation this morning, Holy Scripture Alive with Sounds of Music. Holy Scripture Alive with Sounds of Music. Please turn in your Bibles with me to Psalms chapter 33, verse 1. Psalms chapter 33, beginning with verse 1. Psalms chapter 33, verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Please take your song sheets and let's stand as we sing together the hymn, Holy Father, Be Among Us. Let's stand as we sing, please. Please be seated. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 8, beginning with verse 43, please. Luke, chapter 8, and verse 43. Luke chapter 8, verse 43. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitudes throng you and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me." Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Amen. He touched me. Luke chapter 8, verse 22, please. Luke chapter 8, verse 22. Luke chapter 8, verse 22. Now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." And they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. They came to him and woke him and saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And they ceased, and there was a calm. But he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, "Who can this be? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him." Amen. Master, the tempest is raging. Holy Scripture, alive with sounds of music. Let's turn now, please, to the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 20. We begin with verse 11. John, chapter 20, and verse 11. John chapter 20, verse 11. But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not delay me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Amen. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses in the garden.
Thank you.
Revelation chapter 3, beginning with verse 20, please. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Amen. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling.
Thank you.
Revelation chapter 22, verse 1, please. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 1. Chapter 22, verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Amen. Over yonder.
Thank you.
Revelation chapter 19 and verse 6, please. Revelation chapter 19, verse 6. Chapter 19, verse 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Verse 11. Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Fairest Lord Jesus, thank you. Holy Scripture, alive with sounds of music. Please turn with me back to the book of Luke, St. Luke, chapter 8. Once again, this time, verse 26. Luke, chapter 8, and verse 26, please. Luke chapter 8, verse 26. Then they sailed to the country of the Gadarenes, which is opposite Galilee. And when he stepped out on the land, there met him a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time. And he wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for it had often seized him, and he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles, and he broke the bonds and was driven by the demon into the wilderness. Jesus asked him, saying, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," because many demons had entered him. And they begged him that he would not command them to go out into the abyss. Now a herd of many swine was feeding there on the mountain, and they begged him that he would permit them to enter them, and he permitted them. Then the demons went out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the lake and drowned. When those who fed them saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what had happened and came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also who had seen it told them by what means he who had been demon-possessed was healed. Then the whole multitude of the surrounding region of the Gadarenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear, and he got into the boat and returned. Now the man from whom the demons had departed begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you." And he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. Amen. Please take your song sheets. Let's stand and sing together the hymn, "If Anyone in Christ Is Found." Let's stand as we sing together, please.
If anyone in Christ is found, they are a new creature unbound. Mistakes of childhood, crimes of youth, are all erased as Scripture's truth. Lord, help our faith each day. With courage then inspire thy work to do with new desire. By faith a child of of God is saved. The road to heaven with blood was paved. The death of Jesus on the cross has saved us from eternal loss. So fears of sin and death and hell are all removed, no more to dwell. The price of sin forever paid, past sinners now can others aid.
Thank you. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 13, verse 10, please. Luke chapter 13 and verse 10. Chapter 13, verse 10. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could not in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore come and be healed on those, and not on the Sabbath day." The Lord then answered him and said, "Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath. And when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Amen. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Holy Scripture alive with sounds of music. It's a great honor and a great privilege for us to be here with you today, once again to share the Scriptures and the music in this beautiful church with such a wonderful congregation. We thank you, each one, for your presence and for your hospitality today as we come to Valley View. I'd like to take just a moment and ask my wife, Irina, to stand so she can say hello to you. Would you stand, Irina? Thank you so much. Always glad when she can be here to help me. My friends, we've come a long way to be with you today. We've come on a tour all the way from Kentucky, and there are a few miles and a few windstorms and dangerous toils and snares along the highway. We'd like to invite you at this time to help us as we travel. We have an envelope there that you might use to make an offering to help our ministry along. The name of our organization is the Calvin Taylor Foundation. It's a 501c3, and if you can write a check today, you may do so to the foundation, and your gift will be 100% tax deductible, according to Section 501c3. We thank you for your gift today, and at this time, I'd like to ask a couple of the ushers to come and wait upon you to receive those envelopes, if you would, please. Thank you so much. Our final scripture today is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning with verse 13. Our final scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13, please. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. Please take your hymnals and turn to number 442 for our closing hymn this morning. Hymn number 442. Let's stand as we sing, please. Hymn number 442.
As he wanders in exile from home,
Soon, soon will the Savior in glory appear, and soon will the kingdom come. It's coming, coming, coming to my life. Coming back to this earth again. And the weary pilgrims will to glory go when the Savior comes again. The mossy old graves where the pilgrims sleep shall be open as wide as before. And the millions that sleep in the mighty deep shall live on this earth once more. It's coming, coming, coming soon. Coming back to this earth.
All the people said,
Amen.
Amen. And now, may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.